Academic Aesthetic for Friday, August 18th, 2006. I'm your host, Aaron Smith, the art guy, and chlorine isn't for everything. Words to live by. Well, after four frenzied days of preparing for students next week, teachers in my county have been given today off so that we can be tanned, rested, and ready for Monday morning. Except I don't get much sun, so I'm not really tan. And I sort of stay up a little too late at night, so I'm not rested either. But I am ready. No, really, I am. Much of what I'll be doing will be the same as last year. I'll be reinforcing other curriculums with my art lessons, so no big changes there. What's really going to be changing is the art club. The music teacher in my base school will be helping me out again this year, but instead of something random every week, she suggested that we put on a combination art show and concert. I was simultaneously thrilled with the idea and embarrassed that I hadn't suggested it myself. Oh well. So, while she's teaching the drama and chorus portions of the art club to groups of 15 kids, I'll be teaching the visual arts portions and having the students work towards producing artworks that they feel are worthy of showcasing in the spring. With us staying after school two nights a week, that'll give us 60 students to work with. That'll give us quite a large show, and I look forward to the challenge. Another added bonus is that we have some money left over from last year. It's only $300, but that's enough to buy several half-decent digital cameras if you shop around and don't need 15-megapixel digital SLR cameras complete with macro, wide-angle, and telephoto lenses. If I'm lucky, I'll be able to snag some cameras that can record video in addition to stills, but we'll cross that bridge when I go shopping. Well, that's my show for today. If you have any questions, comments, criticisms, or whatnot, please feel free to go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and either leave a text comment or click on the link to leave me an audio comment that I can play in my 100th podcast. And if you're the shy type, you can always email me at thearchguy@gmail.com instead. So, until next time, stay subscribed, and fare thee well. Yeah.